Are you ready for three incredible nuggets from our community that can really help you on your path to sleeping well for the rest of your life? Well, then welcome to the weekly roundup. I'm really excited about this edition, and we'll talk about these true nuggets from the community, including, of course, the latest addition to our Natta vernacular, Mapasti. We're going to see what Mapasti is all about and why it is so wonderful. And, you know, before we sort of get started here, I just want to say that, as a lot of you know who follow the content here regularly, I try to make most of the content here like sort of, I try to really condense it with insight, and I try to go, you know, in a pretty rapid pace so you get the most out of, you know, the minutes you spend here. And it was today, I was like, it was so difficult. I didn't know which nugget to pick for the weekly roundup. And I was like, maybe we can do things a little differently. Maybe we can, you know, we can allow this to become a bit of a longer episode, and you can watch this, you know, maybe you want to grab a glass of wine, you know, or maybe you want to, you know, snack on something, and let's just take it easy and go through these things, together. And, you know, let me know what you think. Let me know if you think that, oh, you know, Daniel, I think it's better if you focus on like one nugget, one thing each episode. Or if you like this, if you say like, you know, it's fine, you know, let's take our time and let's, you know, spend some more time on things that can be really valuable. Let me know what you think. But yeah, with that said, we are going to, again, today look at the three incredible nuggets from the community here. And we're also going to do our weekly roundup, of course. And now some of you just think like, oh, I wish I could just like jump ahead to the nuggets. Well, timestamps are in the works, you know. I just have to figure out how to get my virtual assistant, our virtual assistant, I should say, Narissa, access to the YouTube content here, so she can do that. But I think that's going to be especially helpful for our Q&A sessions on Wednesdays, where you can like see, okay, this question is answered at like 2 minutes in, 5 minutes in, etc. So that's in the works. Another thing that's in the works is better sound. I've ordered these cables so I can use another laptop, and I just want everyone to know, especially if you're tuning in on podcast, that is in the works. And oh yeah, final little thing, Tales of Courage. I think that is the best book I've ever, you know, been a part of writing. I say taken part of writing because it's really, you know, interviews that I've more edited, but I think it's so powerful, and it hasn't gotten at all the same attention as This Is Natto and Set It and Forget It. So I've decided to do something I've never done before. It's going to go on sale next week. I'll announce it on Monday. So that's another little thing here. Now, with that said, yes, the weekly roundup. Monday was Labor Day, so nothing is happening there. Happy belated Labor Day if you celebrated. Tuesday, though, we had Insomnia Insight number 473, where we talked about the playbook for sleepless nights and how having a kind of a specific plan for what to do if we find ourselves awake, annoyed, can be really helpful. And this episode actually directly led to Mapasti, or us learning of Mapasti, which we'll see in a little bit. All right, so Wednesday we had open class number 165, which is the Q&A, a live Q&A. And I'm sorry, Coach Michelle was supposed to join, but then she couldn't join, but we switched the time, switched it back, so I'm sorry about that. But actually, Coach Michelle is joining next week at our usual time, 11 a.m. Now, Thursday, yesterday, we had Talking Song number 112, where Duran was a guest and shared his insomnia recovery story, powerful story. And also, if you're interested in sort of some big picture ideas of, you know, where coaching is heading, like the state of coaching and where, you know, the traditional medical model, traditional psychological model may be challenged by this, or maybe they will blend together, what's going on? A nice discussion there as well. Now, yes, with that said, let us jump to our first golden nugget for today's episode. And this comes to us from Jasmine. And this is a comment on Talking Insomnia number 45 with Neil. Jasmine said in the comment section just a few days ago, "Hey, Daniel, I'm commenting here just to say thank you as a client." Jasmine was a bedtime client of mine Finding your channel has allowed sleep to return, and Neil is a wonderful guest. My sleep returned when I stopped valuing it so much. Isn't it funny how paradoxical insomnia is? A lot of my fear stemmed from thinking I was going to die because I wasn't sleeping, that my insomnia is unique, just like Neil says. But I always think back to those days when I slept 0 hours. And to be honest, I didn't die and was functioning even better because of the hyperarousal. That alone has brought me to realization that sleep isn't that important. I do fine without it. People have gone years without it. And just because of this fear leaving, I lay in bed at night and I'm okay with whatever happens. This has now brought me to a place where most days I'm sleeping well. When I wake up at night, I'm okay with that. And I go back to sleep at some point. My fear also went away with realizing that there is no perfect sleep. Waking up at night is normal. Most of us aren't aware of it when it happens. And now I'm barely aware of it. So thank you a million. I hope that others are able to find hope in these stories and that the power is within you. Medication not needed. I thought there was a lot of real insights and practical, you know, practical thoughts here from Jasmine that I hope will really be helpful to you. And, you know, just for those of you who picked up on that, she said that some people have gone years without it. That doesn't mean like people don't sleep at all for years. It just means for some people, it's been a struggle for years and sleep has been, you know, hard to come by. Like it's been maybe several days of no sleep in a stretch and then some sleep, et cetera, et cetera. So just not to alarm anybody about that comment. But yeah, I think so many common, common insights that really lead to peace in this comment from Jasmine. So I really wanted to share it. I value it so very much. Thank you, Jasmine, for being in touch and sharing this with us. Now, with that said, we are going to look at our next golden nugget from today. And this was also from the comment section. And this was actually a conversation from, between two members of the community here. So let's look at this together. This is a comment on a recent episode where Quick P is Tuts said, this is so true. Now that I've mostly recovered, I look back and realize that even though I slept horribly, I still functioned quite well. The fear of it was worse than what actually happened. I learned to eat better, exercise on those days, which gave me a lot of energy after those bad nights. The bottom line, the fear of what might happen during my insomnia stint was worse than any actual thing that happened. I had to mentally train myself that I will be okay no matter what. And I was. When I truly started to notice, I relaxed more and ultimately slept better. Like you're always saying, this is not about sleep. It's about anxiety. Then sleep will come. I sure wish I'd found you when I was in my darkest times. Well, I'm glad you did now, but this is really just the beginning. You know, this is just the beginning of the magic in the comment section here because, as a follow-up here, Puhax says, can you share how you mentally trained yourself to understand that everything will be okay? And there's a little bit more, but then Quick P.S. Tuts goes back and says, it's definitely a vicious cycle, and alcohol was a big trigger for me too. Last weekend, I had a sleepless night after drinking alcohol. The heart was racing, and that was so uncomfortable. The difference is now, I knew it was temporary, whereas a year ago, I would have panicked and worried the following night and so forth. The only thing that trains yourself is time, paying attention to the small progress. You just admitted that you struggle with loneliness. This was a big reason for my insomnia too. Getting out of the house, finding some sort of social life is key to de-stressing your body. No one even talks about this, but it's huge. Even if you don't have a lot of people to hang out with, just getting out, distracting yourself helps. So a combination of making sure I'm getting exercise, social interacting, busying myself was key to not thinking about my sleep is an issue. And there is much, much more. So I know that it's, you know, I wish I had written down the number of the episode, but this is the one that says, the thumbnail says, scared of how insomnia will make you feel the next day, question mark. So if you want to read this entire conversation, which I think is really, really valuable, check the episode that has the thumbnail, scared of how insomnia will make you feel the next day. And now, actually, what Quick Toots PS said here about, like, you know, doing things you enjoy, you know, not... not having insomnia be like the entire thing in your life, that very much plays into the last golden nugget, which we are going to look into. And it is where we're going to learn about Mapasti. We're going to learn about Mapasti now. And after we do, by the way, I'm going to share why I love Mapasti. I love this idea. So anyway, a few days ago, this email came in from Andrew. Let's read it together. Hi, Daniel. I don't know if you still take questions and comments via email, but I thought I'd try here first. I think this playbook principle, which was our Insomnia Insights episode from Tuesday, this playbook principle, or as I call it, Mapasti, make a plan and stick to it, is the key to recovery. Not just at night, but at any time. What keeps us awake unnecessarily is arousal, which is just a state of readiness, which our deep brain puts us into when it detects circumstances in which it has learned that action is needed to prevent harm. That action could be physical action, mental action, problem solving, or even inaction, but it's always a change to what we're currently doing. If we do change what we do, then that confirms to the deep brain that its detector for that circumstances is working correctly, and so it will maintain or strengthen that detector. If we don't change what we do, and no harm comes to us as a result, then it will weaken the detector, and we will be less likely to be aroused in a similar situation in the future. Something that makes not changing our action difficult is that one effect of arousal is to dump the contents of our short-term memory to make space for the priority of thinking about the immediate danger. In effect, we forget what we're doing. Having a planned playbook, especially as it becomes habitual, will make it much easier for us to keep doing our activity and so much less likely to act in responses to the arousal, weakening the detectors and making arousal less likely in the future. I think the best approach to insomnia and anxiety disorders in general is to plan to get our life back onto the track it would be on if we didn't have a problem. Almost certainly, we have significantly changed what we do to accommodate insomnia, not seeing friends as much, not going for a job that appeals to us, avoiding some of our hobbies, not looking after ourselves as much, doing less engaging things late at night, doing meditation or yoga when they actually aren't things that interest us. In a way, our system is keeping us permanently aroused in readiness to continue to take all these preventive actions. It doesn't want us to forget and accidentally do something harmful like seeing friends late in the evening. So there you go. Mapasti. Make a plan and stick to it. A plan made when we're thinking clearly without too much anxiety, if possible, that has nothing to do with fixing insomnia and anxiety and everything to do with getting ourselves back on track. Long message, Daniel. I hope you can get a few videos out of it. Take care, Andrew. I'm sure I will, actually. This is just the beginning of Mapasti, but I thought this was amazing. I want to thank Andrew so much for sharing this with us. And I want to take a second to just really emphasize why I love Mapasti. I love Mapasti because, you know, it is practical. It has like some real insight and value like built into it. At the same time, it's lighthearted. You know, it's just like the word Mapasti just rolls off the tongue. It just sounds funny. It's like, sounds like, I don't know, an Italian dish or maybe an ancient form of like, dance. I don't know. Like it's lighthearted, but yet it's very practical. And I think that is so helpful when we have been in a kind of really dark place and, you know, somebody says Mapasti, then it immediately gets our attention. I love it. I love Mapasti. I like this latest addition to our natto vernacular nomenclature, our philosophy here. And now when Andrew presents Mapasti, it's almost like a whole like philosophy in itself, you know? And I see, you know, I see the value in that. But when I learned this, I thought Mapasti actually, I think the way I see Mapasti kind of fitting into our natto philosophy, I see a particular place for Mapasti when it comes to the common question of like, I'm taking this pill that I don't want to take. How do I get myself to not take it? Or I find myself sleeping on an extra bed. I want to sleep with my partner. How do I get back to that? That is where I really see like Mapasti coming in and being really practical and helpful. And I intend to expand on that next week and really talk about like if you've been in this place like you have been doing something that you feel has worked to some degree, but you don't want to do it, then I think there's like actually a three-step process or three really helpful insights that I think can really lead to a new habit and leaving those things that we don't want to do. And again, Mapasti has a real place there. And finally here, I'm going to do something again that's new, which is share a little, leave a little cliffhanger here for next week. Because the second thing that came to mind, apart from just I love Mapasti and I saw where it could really fit into our philosophy, I saw that it called for something, just like, peanut butter calls for jam for some people. I personally don't like it. I prefer peanut butter and like some fruit. But anyway, peanut butter jam, like as a classic combination, or like Oreos or milk, like these things, like, they call for each other. I felt that Mapasti calls for something. And I found something that I call Y-diff. And I think Mapasti plus Y-diff really, really is so helpful. So if you want to take the weekend here to figure out this acronym, Y-diff, what could that be about? Well, please do. And you can share it in the comment section if you have a guess, but I'll reveal that on Monday, of course. So with that said, I hope you will have a wonderful weekend. As always, if you're finding your way to where you want to be, that is wonderful. Please share with us your insights and your process. If you find things are tricky and you would like to have some more guidance, have somebody help you put the pieces of the puzzle together so you can arrive where you want to be, peaceful sleep, feeling like yourself again, enjoying your life, then please head over to our website, explore our coaching options. And if you decide to join, we can't wait to see you on the inside. With that said, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and look forward to having you back next week. Bye for now.